aware, conscious that you don't like my cooking? Huh? You don't like my cooking? If you don't eat it, that's what they're going to say. You know, always, you know, could I have some more of that? Man, that makes mama feel good. Can I have another one of those? But boy, when you leave, you just take a little slice off and you leave it. What's wrong? I'm not hungry. I'm on a diet, you know. We have to be careful that we don't offend other people. Read it on now. But if any man say unto you, this is offered. Okay, here we go. This man's going to say, this is offered in a sacrifice unto idols. Eat not this for the sake that shewed it, and for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For while this is my liberty judged of another man's conscience. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that which I give thanks? I prayed for it. I said, Lord, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to not hurt his conscience and help me to pass this out. I mean, I don't want to get sick when I eat this. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Remember we talked about God's got to get the glory. Lord, there's some things you eat. God's just got to get the glory. Give none offense, neither to the Jew, nor to the Gentile, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Praise God. I'm going to do it for salvation's sake. I'm going to do it because if I hurt their feelings, then they won't come to church. If I hurt their feelings, I won't get the Bible study. If I hurt their feelings, then they won't want to talk to me again. And it's better I just eat it and swallow it and not say anything. And you know what? I'll keep them as my friend and as I win them to God. Because that's really what it's all about, isn't it? And so sometimes what you see is trivial is a big deal to somebody else. And so rather than you offend somebody, just go along for their sake. You know, if I have to talk you in to go, and say, just say, I'm going to go to Houston tomorrow. Brother, you want to go? Well, I had a few other things to do, but I'll go with you. No, come on, pick me up. I said, no, if you don't want to go. No, I'll go with you. Well, I don't want you to go. I feel like I'm putting you out. But if I say, hey, I'm going to Houston tomorrow, would you want to go? And you got 100 things to do tomorrow. Man, I'd love to go with you. What time are you going to go? You know what that does for me? I'm like, he wants to go with me. I imagine he has things to do, but he wins me. So for my sake, now if you're going to go and like, man, what time are you going to be back? What time? You see what I'm talking about? But for their sake, you know, just praise the Lord. Let's go, you know. You gotta know how to work with people. Paul talked about in another chapter, he talked about using your liberty to become a stumbling block to others, so that sometimes you may see things a certain way after you've been living for God 20 years. Okay, you see something a certain way, but you got somebody living for God for 2 months and you're going to try to make them live for God like you have after 20 years, and you trip them because you didn't see it either after 2 years, but now you want everybody to see it the way you see it after 20, 30 years of living for God. It doesn't work that way. And he said, you have to be careful that you don't even use your liberty. Hey, I can eat that pork. It won't bother me. I just pray over that stuff and eat it, brother. But that guy's going, oh, I can't believe they're going to eat that. That's offered to idols over there. Then it'd be better for me to say, oh, it doesn't really, we don't need to eat that. You know, I'll please you and I'll please you too. And I'll please you and you and you. I become all things to all men that I might win some. I'm going to please you, as long as it's not outside of sinning, I'm going to please you that I might win you. How can two walk together except they be agreed? So he talks about don't use your liberty, because you that are strong may hurt those that are weak and cause them to stumble. All right, number 4. How about this one? We're going to get tight now. Your own sake. your own sake. I remember a little joke I heard. As a guy come in to church, young man came into church one night, came kind of staggering in, you know, and he sat on the back pew there, and you could tell his eyes were red, and he was, somebody come over and said, "Are you all right?" "Yeah, I'm fine. Fine, thank you, fine. Is there anything we can do here?" "No, I'm good. "Well, sir, have you been drinking alcohol?" "And you're like, no. Are you doing drugs?" "Said, no, I wouldn't do drugs." "Well, why are you like this?" "Well," he said, I drink a pint of brake fluid a day." She said, "Well, why would you do that?" He said, "So I can stop whenever I want to. I can stop anytime I want to." Some of y'all get it tomorrow. People that get addicted to things always think they can stop anytime they want to. That's the problem. "I can stop anytime I want to." No, you can't stop. If you can't stop. And so we think we can stop, and we convince ourselves we can break it anytime we want to. But you know what? You can't. And for your own sake, see, this is where it's going to get tight. For your own sake, there's some things. We you got those three other ones? Okay. This one is your own sake. All right, let's go to 1 Timothy 5:21. "I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of another man's sin. Keep thyself pure for your own sake." Keep yourself pure for your own sake. Mm-hmm. Now, he goes on from there and he explains it a little further. He said, "Drink no longer water, but use." Yeah, there's two key words here. He didn't say drink a little wine for the stomach's sake. He said, "But use." There's a difference when you use something and when you just drink it, you know. He said, "But use a little wine for the stomach's sake." I'm not going to talk just about the stomach. I want to talk about your health's sake. Ain't nobody shouting. "Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your health's sake and thine often infirmities." We do not know what Timothy was struggling with. I'll take a shot at a guess that he had acid reflux. I don't know. No, what I'm guessing at is that he's a pastor of a church, and so he's pulling from the old Levitical, drink no wine and drink no strong drink in excess and all this kind of thing. And I believe in all that. And so he's pastor church, and he's got problems, and the water wasn't exactly mountain spring water to drink over there. So he's telling him to keep himself pure, and then he says this. You see? So for your own sake. Now, I'm just going to be open with you tonight because it's just us here tonight. I'm trying to lose a little weight. I need to lose about 10 pounds. And my cholesterol has always run high. It's 240 last time we checked. And I worked on it, and it seems like everything I look at says zero cholesterol. And I'm like, I don't even eat anything cholesterol, but your body makes cholesterol, right? And so the doctor told me, and I don't take anything. I don't take anything, and I don't want to take anything. I'm going to fight it as long as I can. But he said, you know, if you took Lipitor or whatever something is, he said, it would drop that in half and your chance of heart failure decreases by 25%. And I asked Mom the other day after she lost her sisters, I said, how did them boys die, them brothers of yours? Heart failure. Heart attacks. Now, I can go, oh, Lord, just heal me, heal me, heal me, and I can cut all I want to cut, but there's got it for my own sake. You see? And when my own sake is satisfied, then the gospel's sake will continue on. And other sakes will continue on. Because I'm here to tell you, as your health goes, so goes everything. So goes everything. And so I want to show you this tonight. So he's telling him that you need to keep yourself pure. But for your health's sake, here's some things you need to do. Just use a little wine for your stomach's sake. And Paul is not saying to take advantage of the liberty, but use the liberty to your advantage. Okay, now I said something there. So he goes on, beloved, I wish above all things. Now this is John writing. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. These two can walk hand in hand. Now I'm going to tell you, if I don't take care of myself, you will look for another preacher in my absence. And so for your sake, and my sake, and the gospel's sake, and everybody's sake, and the ones I'm trying to win's sake, and my spouse's sake, everybody's sake, it's better for me to keep myself healthy as I possibly can. Some things can be out of your control, and I realize that. I'm not condemning. I'm here to encourage people. I have to work at it just like everybody else does. And the older you get, the more you got to work at it. I used to could think that weight off. It doesn't work that way anymore. And so, as they come tonight, for your own sake. Now, Sister Raynell, put ABC, okay? Because for your own sake, there's three things that goes for your own sake. See, subcategories. Your conscience, your body, and your soul. See, inside of you are three things. And for the sake of my conscience, there's certain things I do and I don't do. For the sake of my soul, there's some things I do and I don't do. For the sake of my body, know ye not that ye are the temple of the Lord, and him that defileth the temple of the Lord, him also shall God defile. So for my own body's sake, there's some things I just don't do. I just don't do. So God expects us to have a good conscience. Write that down. A good conscience. Okay. A pure mind. And an undefiled body. That's the three things he expects. The Bible says, he who waters, watereth himself. And there's a lot of things we do for our own sakes. But there's some things we need to do for other sakes. And while you're watering, it says, he that watereth himself. So while you're watering, you're watering yourself. While Naomi helped Ruth, she was helping herself. Right? Heard a little story. It was actually in a song. It may have been a story that turned into a song. I don't know. But there was a man that had in a nursing home, and he had a bed by a window. And he would get out of that bed and every morning pull them blinds, you know, and he would look out that window. He would smile, look this way, look that way, and his head would bump the window. He'd look, just looking. And one day, the man that was beside him, who couldn't see out the window, said to him, he said, what do you see? What do you see? He said, today's going to be a beautiful day. He said, the sun is shining today. Few clouds out there, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain today. And the man, really? No, it's going to be a beautiful day. Oh, that's good. That's good. Tell me, what else do you see out there? Oh, he said, look, oh, I see a little boy, and he's got a backpack, and he's got his books, and the other guy's, what are they going to school? He said, yeah, there's a little girl by him, a little checkered dress on, a little plaid dress, and headed to school. She's skipping. He said, oh, hi. Next day, same thing. He'd get up, pull that shade down, and the other man was waiting. He said, what do you see today? What do you see? He said, oh, I see they're playing ball in the park today. Yeah, they got little boys and girls, they're playing, the birds are flying, and it's another beautiful day today. Oh, he said, that's so wonderful. What do you see today? And it was every day he would wait for that man to tell him what he saw out that window. One day, the man that had the view died. And the next morning, he didn't get up. And the man that was in the other, hey, nothing. He called in, the nurses came in, and they covered him up. They started taking him out. And the man got to thinking, man, well, I know, hey, ma'am, come see, could I have that place by that window? She said, well, you certainly can. Would you like for me to move you over there? And he said, oh yes, move me as soon as you can. So they rolled him over by the window. Oh, he couldn't wait. He got up, feebly got up, he pulled that shade down, and he looked out the window, and there was a brick wall. There was a red brick wall. Frantically, he turned to the nurse. He said, hey, you can't see nothing out this window but a brick wall. She said, yeah, it's always been like that. She said, if you need anything, let me know. And he laid down there. Wasn't but a few days, they brought somebody else to take where he used to be. And they wheeled him in there. And that guy got to thinking. He got up that next morning. He pulled that shade down. He started smiling. He looked this way and he looked that way. And the other guy said, hey, what do you see out that window? Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day today. Sun is shining. The birds are singing. Really? Oh, yeah, it's going to be. Oh, good. What else do you see? Oh, I see a little boy and a girl. It's not all about you. He realized that making him happy made him happy. He realized that it wasn't all about it, the brick wall. It's what you see in life. It's what you see out your window in life. All he could really see was a brick wall. But his imagination carried past the wall. And he knew that I'm going to help him like somebody helped me. So as you stand tonight, I wish you would look past the brick wall that you see. And quit telling people, all I got's a brick wall in front of me. Lord, if it don't change, I'm telling you what, God's going to have to do something if it's going to be, yeah, my life's ever going to get. Why don't you say, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day today. Oh, my, this is wonderful. And they're going to say, really? Really? Yeah. And they know that, you know, you're not in the best of health. You've got a bed there. You make my day, brother. I'm just going to tell you. You make my day. Brother, that text you send to me, you make my day. You said something made my day. Brother, you make my day. You send me, you make my day. I just got to compliment y'all. Y'all are the best people in the world. You make my day every day. Told her today, I said, I don't understand all these other pastors and all these preachers. They talk about their people, they pastor, they run them down. I must be something wrong with me. I love you. I love you so much. You make my day. You make my day. You send me texts and call me. You make my day. Even Brother Petrie makes my day sometimes. I looked at Laura while I was up there preaching. I looked down there. I said, I thought, oh my God, I'm so glad